Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Have you ever had a migraine, a real true migraine? Well, you might be surprised to learn that hope may come from a plastic surgeon. How surprising is that? My guest is Dr. Edward Miranda. He's board certified plastic surgeon. So Dr. Miranda, first let's talk about migraines. You know, because somebody wouldn't necessarily think to come to you for a migraine. You know, they might start to see their internist and then maybe a neurologist, maybe a, you know, I mean.
And I think that's absolutely the right path. Most headaches, right, should be first seen by an internist, okay, and then a diagnosis of the different type of headache, whatever type of headache it is, should be made first. And if it is truly a migraine headache or a significant suspicion for migraine headaches, and these are and the initial treatment is either not working or it's problematic, a person should be evaluated by a neurologist. And I think that's very important because neurologists have the tools and ability to differentiate the different types of headaches and also eliminate the possibility of more serious problems such as brain tumors, cancers, etc. And that has to be done first.
And that's what comes to everybody's mind the minute you have a headache. It's, oh my God, it must be some kind of a brain tumor. But that's not necessarily the case. Now, what separates a migraine from what would be a regular headache?
Well, that is actually a source of intense study. And part of the problem is that the true physiology of migraine headaches is not fully understood. And that's why there are a wide variety of treatments, some very successful in certain groups of people for migraines. But the physiology or what is actually going on in the brain is not fully understood. And there are theories that the brain is hyper-excited. There are theories that there are blood flow problems into the brain. There are also theories that peripheral nerves are involved. And truth be told, I believe that all of those have elements of truth in them. And what we may be finding is that what is labeled as a migraine headache is a larger diagnosis with several sub-diagnoses within them. So each person may have a specific type of headache that comes under the symptoms that we label as a migraine headache, severe headaches that interrupt your day.
They could even cause nausea, vomiting, dizziness, any of those things.
Visual disturbances, seizure, all of these things can be caused by a migraine headache.
Okay, so half a dozen medication, pain clinics, headache cocktails. I mean, people try all of these different things. Then somebody mentions that they can come to a plastic surgeon and possibly find relief. Tell us what's that about.
Great. So, for those patients who the standard medication treatments are not working, and what does that mean? Either they're not either giving incomplete relief, inconsistent relief, or no relief at all. Those are the subset of patients that the plastic surgeon may benefit. Okay, I always like to approach this question as from a slightly different bent, because people always say, why am I sitting in a plastic surgeon's office for treatment of my migraines? And the answer is historic from two separate areas. First of all, it was accidentally found by researchers in the Midwest that after certain cosmetic procedures on the face, patients came back and say, Doc, I loved my brow lift, but you know what's even better? My migraines are gone. And Dr. Guyron basically was the first person to put this together, to connect this, where he saw several patients in a row that said the same thing. And so then he had the wherewithal to start the investigation as to why did certain facial procedures cause relief of migraines. And as it turns out, there are, and this is the same reason why Botox, for example, works on migraines or on certain subset of patients with migraines, is that certain patients have nerves that give sensation to the face or the back of the head or the scalp that can get compressed. They go either through a tight tunnel or around a tight bend, compressed, pinched by a muscle or any of those, and that causes irritation to those nerves. So the easiest one to know is the nerve that gives sensation to your forehead. It comes out of the eye socket, goes up around the tight bend as it comes out of the eye socket up to the forehead, and it can get pinched under the muscles that allow us to frown. And if during a brow lift procedure, routinely we have to dissect through or divide those muscles that cause the frowning while protecting the nerve, and so that the nerve is not compressed after the surgery. Similarly, if you have Botox injection to that area, if that nerve is in fact being compressed by the muscle, the Botox relaxes the muscle, and then with time, that nerve is no longer irritated. In other words, it's no longer being pinched by the muscle that it's piercing. And it's interesting because those nerves are branches off the trigeminal nerve, okay, which is a major cranial nerve.
I was going to ask you about trigeminal neuralgia because that comes along. Is there a way, Dr. Miranda, that you can tell which of these nerves, if they're crossed, if they're pinched? Can you tell this? Is it an MRI thing, or how do you know?
Well, that's a great question. There's two ways of looking at this, and there's actually the first way is with actually using Botox as a diagnosis, as a method of diagnosis. So, if in the cases where the nerve goes through or underneath muscle, and there are certain sites that have been identified through research that the pinching most likely occurs at, if we treat those patients with Botox to that specific area, so many patients with migraines have had Botox and where it's been injected in 20 or 30 different sites across the forehead and scalp, etc. That doesn't give us any diagnostic information. It may provide relief for some patients, but it doesn't provide us with any diagnostic information. In other words, we can't identify a specific pinched nerve.
Sure.
Through that. So if we specifically target those known areas and the Botox provides relief, then we are more confident
using that, the technique that actually fixes it, as a diagnostic tool. If this works, then we know that's what it was.
Right. And then the Botox, remember, Botox will only last for 3 or 4 months. Which sounds great for someone who has migraine headaches,
absolutely.
But inevitably it comes back, and so surgical decompression, in other words, basically relieving the pressure on those nerves, will more permanently solve the problem. And we have follow-up studies now for up to 5 years out that suggest that the effects are long-lasting.
Well, and once you've figured out sort of in the general area that the problem exists, then you can go with the surgery. And what's involved in the surgery?
Well, it depends on the site. The four most common sites are, we talked about, above the eye, in the temples. That's the second most common. Behind the in the upper portion of the neck, where the base of the skull meets the neck, and then the fourth area is actually within the nose. But patients feel symptoms who have this problem often feel symptoms behind the eye. People often refer to it.
Oh,
as
you
pain
hear about you hear about that with headaches all the time. And in just the last 30 or 40 seconds, Dr. Miranda, give us your best advice for getting that migraine looked at, and then possibly the hope on the horizon with a plastic surgeon.
You're right. So first of all, talk to your neurologist. Make sure you actually have a migraine headache, and then if it's not responsive to medications, ask to be seen by a plastic surgeon.
And the plastic surgeon can very possibly try some techniques with you that can help to diagnose the problem. And, maybe you can go off the cocktails and the pain medications, because, if you've ever suffered even one migraine, it is possibly one of the most painful things you can go through. So this is great information, and it's kind of new hope on the horizon for migraine sufferers. Maybe after you've seen your neurologist, you go see a plastic surgeon, and they can check the situation out. This is Radio MD, Melanie Cole. Stay well.